This is Twit.
Well, I'll tell you, Leo, it's time for me to make out my bills as like everyone else does. I see my Cox communication bill at $186. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, now that's for TV.
And internet.
Internet, yeah. And telephone.
Yeah. So, well, that's not so bad. I mean,
it's not horrible, but I have got a piece of paper right here saying alternatives to cable TV. So do you have
any? Yes. But they all use internet. So the first thing to ask Mr. Cox is, well, what's it going to cost if I don't do TV, but I just do internet? And he said, well, that's going to cost you more. They raise the price, typically $10 over their internet price if you get TV. And that's because, well, you're going to cost us all this revenue. So you got to add this up. So my preferred cable cutters, cord cutters television service is YouTube TV from Google.
Let me write that down here.
YouTube TV. There's plenty. There's PlayStation View. There's Slingbox TV. AT&T Direct has one called Direct TV Now. There's even some new ones coming up. Plex is going to do it. A lot of them. But my favorite right now is $35 a month, YouTube TV. It gets the local station. So go there and see. Make sure. I'm sure it'll get your local stations. We get the L.A. stations probably.
Okay. Now, Leo, about the YouTube TV. Is that having to use the satellite dish?
No, it uses your internet.
Good.
All of these were what we call over-the-top services, internet-only services. You know, I have to take a break, but let me come back. Stay on the line if you can, Dr. Bird, and we'll explain why we call you Dr. Bird, because that's good too. But I'm going to talk about these over-the-top services and why it may not save you money, but it'll give you the good feeling of cutting the cord. Leo LaPorte, the tech guy. Leo LaPorte, the tech guy, 8888, Ask Leo, the phone number. I was talking to Dr. Bird in Laguna Niguel.
Exactly.
You're a wildlife photographer, as I remember.
Absolutely. You bet, Leo.
Take a lot of bird pictures.
Hell yeah.
What are you shooting these days? What kind of camera?
Well, I'm mainly using my 7D Mark II. I really like that camera the best, although I do have a 1DX.
Interesting. That's the top-of-the-line Canon.
Oh, yeah. But well, Leo, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
When you're out at places like a wetland, like you've been to Bolsa Chica before, right?
Yeah, you don't want to bring a $5,000 camera with you.
Well, no, I'll tell you. When you're at Bolsa Chica,
yeah.
And you have the terns flying overhead.
Yeah.
12 frames a second.
Yeah.
Everything.
You need it.
That's where the 1DX comes in.
Yep. You need it. My friend Scott Bourne, who's also a wildlife photographer, specializes in bald eagles. He's actually shooting, of all things, a Micro Four Thirds system, the Olympus OMD EM5 Mark II. And he does it because it does something like 20 frames a second and has very fast focus. And he's able to get some amazing shots. And I guess nowadays, you know, we always used to think as photographers, you want a bigger sensor. That's going to give you the most light collection. It's going to give you the most resolution. It's going to give you the best pictures. But the electronics has become so important that even the modern smartphones with tiny little sensors are able to do a pretty credible job. And, of course, a Micro Four Thirds sensor, which is smaller than the sensors on your 7D or 1DX, still can deliver if it has the right electronics behind it. And I guess it does. It gets very, very crisp pictures.
I'll tell you, Canon, I really wish they would listen to photographers like me.
They're falling behind.
Well, what's happened here, if you look at the old 1D series, those used to have a 1.3 sensor. And us bird photographers, we would love to see a 1DX with a 1.6 sensor.
Oh, man.
Because this way, see, you got to look at it this way. If you have a 500-millimeter lens, you put on a 2x teleconverter, you're at 1,000 millimeters with a 1DX. You take that same combination.
You get the crop factor.
500-millimeter with a 2x on a 7D Mark II, it's 1,600 millimeters.
Right. Because a smaller, this is complicated, but just trust us, the smaller the sensor, the longer the lens.
Absolutely.
It's
and
hard
when you're
to,
doing
hard to explain
Bursa,
that. Yeah.
You ever have too big of a lens?
Never.
No way.
I brought my 400 with me to the Galapagos, and it still wasn't enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wanted more. Anyway, getting back to your question,
sure.
Cord cutting. So I'm going to give you a term that you're going to hear a lot with cord cutting. It's called over the top. The idea is if you could get, for instance, HBO, a cable channel that you get on your cable, if you could get it over the internet, That would be called over the top, on top of the internet, but not using the television part of the cable.
Okay.
So over the top is tricky because, well, HBO can do it. They offer HBO Now. Showtime can do it. A few of the big important cable channels can do it, but a lot of cable channels don't dare do it. They don't want to lose their relationships with their primary distribution, which is cable television. So it's still a mixed bag, but more and more companies are doing it. YouTube TV is a pretty good example. Apple's been making noises about doing this and others as well. That might be interesting, but I think what's happening is they're having a hard time making the deals with the television networks and the television channels. People are now afraid of Apple because Apple basically destroyed the music industry with iTunes.
Yeah.
So, but YouTube is a – so if you go to tv.youtube.com, you can get a demo. They – the thing that I think is important, I suspect is important to you, most cord cutters, is, well, I know I can get Netflix. I know I can get HBO Go. I can get, you know, a lot of content. But I want – what if I want to watch the local news or the nightly news? What if I want to watch the Oscars or the Super Bowl, stuff that's only on broadcast? How am I going to get that if you're – if you've got a – if you're close enough to the city that you can point your antenna, you know, your rooftop antenna, then that's one way to do it, and probably the best way to do it. That's free.
Well, where I live, Leo, I can't point anything because I got a hillside behind me.
I can't either.
Yeah.
So for us, we need an internet solution, even for those locals. And YouTube, in most markets, when you go to tv.youtube.com, you can enter your zip code, and they'll tell you if they offer it. But for me, I'm too far away from San Francisco to get the San Francisco stations via an antenna, but I can watch them on YouTube for $35 a month.
Now,
so that's good.
On the Roku box.
Yeah.
A lot of people have mentioned that to me. What is that and how does that work?
So Roku is only, it doesn't give you locals yet. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they did. But right now it's only internet television like HBO, like Netflix that you pay a subscription fee for, a monthly subscription fee for. So the Roku's free. Basically, it adds internet capability to your television set. Your TV, smart TVs, often have that capability, but usually I prefer an Apple TV or a Roku or some other hardware because they just seem to do a better job than the stuff built into TVs. The software in the TVs isn't that good.
Well, the YouTube that you mentioned, seems like that seems to be the most logical.
And you can put it on your Roku, so that's kind of cool. And Apple has not yet, but I think will soon offer it. That's kind of cool. So it means you've got a Roku box. That's the one connected to the internet, whether the wirelessly via Wi-Fi or connected via an Ethernet cable to your router. And that has – and you can add channels. So it has Netflix. If you want HBO, you can pay HBO. I think it's $15.
I am not a movie watcher.
Okay, you don't care then.
DVR is important, though. So
YouTube has DVR. So okay. It has a very – I think the interface on the YouTube TV is the best. That's one of the reasons I prefer it. They're really – you got to look at what channels they offer and see if it's got the channels you want. But if it has the channels you want, and you're looking and you say, "Oh, I want to see this show, but I can't watch Criminal Minds." Let's say I can't watch that this week. There's just a little plus button on it. You press it, and it's now added to your library. You can have up to 5 different users who can record shows. You can watch them then once it's recorded at your leisure, just as if you had a physical DVR, but it's all being recorded at YouTube's site.
Now, with the YouTube TV that you're talking about, it sounds like this one makes the most sense for me. Does that mean I have to have the computer on all the time?
No.
Or how does that work?
No. The Roku becomes that.
Okay, so I have – let me write that down here. So combine Roku.
Roku or anything that supports it. Right now, it's Roku I think you, of course, Android TV, so the NVIDIA Shield TV would support it. I think Apple's planning to. I can't remember if they do it now or not. But so, yeah, so you'll need a box, a smart TV box that connects to your internet. And that, then you will add the app for YouTube TV. And suddenly that becomes your TV.
So if I combine the Roku box with YouTube TV, now tell me, how much is that going to cost me per month?
$35 a month.
Now,
plus your internet access, and again, you have to ask Mr. Cox, how much more is my internet access going to cost if I don't subscribe to television?
Well,
and you'll see that it's that as soon as, oh, you're not going to get our TV bundle? Well. And so that's the bottom line is if you add up the cost, depends on what you want, but if you add Netflix and HBO and then this, it may end up costing you the same as your cable bill. You may not save money, but you do get the satisfaction of controlling it.
Well, Leo, what I did do, I did call Cox, and I told them I want to drop the TV.
Yeah.
I want to have just the internet.
Yeah.
By itself.
What did they say?
Having just the internet, I'd be paying $60 a month.
Yep, that's pretty typical. So you have to add that to the $35. Now it's $95. Probably not a savings. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. And one more thing, which I don't know what, I think Cox puts a limit on, and this is the other way they're getting you. I know Comcast says you can only watch a terabyte worth of TV a month. They have a bandwidth cap, and you may have a bandwidth cap from Cox. You better ask them.
I don't think I do.
Okay. That's good, because
well, what they did tell me is that whenever I go to watch TV,
yeah,
I do have a limitation on my DVR.
Well, this is nice. This is YouTube TV is its own separate thing.
Okay.
And you can have six users, each with their own DVR.
Okay.
So the kid, and there's kids' channels, but you got to look and see, because the one thing you want to look at is what channels and if it has the channels you want.
Well, here's the thing, Leo. Normally, whenever I'm watching TV, I'm watching Velocity, or I'm watching Discovery Channel, and some of the local news, maybe Fox News.
So that's it. But wait a minute. Slow down, because Velocity is not going to be on most of these bundles.
Oh, no.
That's what I mean. You have to check and see what Discovery, I think, also is hard to get, because these companies, for whatever reason, either they have their own plans for over-the-top, or they don't want to annoy the cable companies. Let me just look and see if Sony has it, because Sony has a pretty big bundle. That's the Sony VU, PlayStation VU.
As far as my TV, Leo, I have an old 40-inch flat-screen TV. It's about 8 years old.
Yeah.
It does have HDMI input, so that
Roku worked just fine.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
Velocity is going to be the challenge. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So good. Well, no, wait. PlayStation VU, if you get the $74 a month version, has Velocity.
Let me see. Aye.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't do it on the base model. The core, $45 a month. No. See, they know. So you got to go to Elite, and Elite has Velocity, and that's $55 a month.
Oh, boy.
And let me see if it has Discovery. See, that's the problem.
See, what you're talking about is this starts adding up almost as much as what I have with Cox.
You almost certainly won't save money.
Oh, my God.
This is all carefully calculated by the cable companies to keep you from changing.
Absolutely.
They saw this coming. At first, they tried to block it, and then they realized, well, we're not going to be able to block it.
Yeah.
So they raised their rates and changed their rules. You know, the bandwidth caps are their chief rule. So you will get, for $55 a month with PlayStation View, both Discovery and Velocity.
Yeah.
Not YouTube TV. And that's the thing. You have to look. Now, let me look at Sling TV, which is another company.
I've heard of that. Let me write that down.
So there's five or six. There's YouTube TV, there's Sling TV, there's AT&T's is called...
they got their Uverse.
You know, this is different. This is an over-the-top solution. It's internet only, and you can... It's called, I think, DirecTV Now, not satellite. You don't have to be an AT&T subscriber. You pay a monthly fee for DirecTV Now. There's PlayStation VU. And that's the one that I've just checked that has Velocity and Discovery, but it's $55. You have to pay the...
I mean, I'm paying $55.
Yeah, big deal. You haven't saved anything, right?
Exactly.
So they're coming out. But all of these, I think you're going to find that there's a certain parity in the price, because in the long run, they don't want to lose money.
And what I do, whenever I call up Cox, I ask for their promotions department. I always like to get the latest promotion.
Yeah, you're smart. That's the way to manage the cable companies. You got to do it regularly.
If I didn't do that, I'd be paying $260 a month.
Yeah. So let me see. You should visit all of these over-the-top services.
I definitely am.
Thank you very much. Figure out which ones have the channels that you require, Discovery and Velocity.
Yep.
And I'm just looking at the Sling TV, DirecTV Now. There are a couple of new ones that are coming up. Philo, PHILO. That's from Discovery. So that for sure will have Discovery. This one just emerged.
I'll write that down here. Philo TV?
PHILO, yeah. Let's see. They have Velocity. So this may be your best deal. They have Velocity and Discovery. That's the 37 channels for $16 a month. So that might be for you Philo might be your best choice. But then the next thing you got to make sure is it'll work on a Roku or whatever box you get.